From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Zahra Nalush, head of one of Syria's most powerful rebel groups, has been killed in an airstrike that was east of Damascus. It's seen as a significant blow to the armed opposition, bolstering President Bashar al-Assad ahead of peace talks scheduled for next year. Unconfirmed initial reports suggest the airstrike that killed Nalush was carried out by Russian planes. Just days after launching a major assault on Ramadi, Iraqi forces think they are close to recapturing the city from the Islamic State militants. Government troops have consolidated their positions, fighting their way deep into IS stronghold and a final push for Ramadi. One of the members of the Iraqi counterterrorism team units thinks Ramadi will be liberated from the militants very soon.
Only a small distance separates them from us. We are watching them coming out. We have killed many of them, and our snipers have taken positions on the roofs of the houses of Ramadi.
Ramadi, a mainly Sunni city just 2 hours by car from Baghdad, was captured by the Islamic State in May. It was a major setback for the Iraqi government, which has watched the militant group sweep through huge parts of Iraq and Syria as well. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has dissolved the country's 10 states and established 28 new ones in their place, a move critics say undermined the power-sharing deal signed in August after a two-year civil war. Rebel leadership has yet to issue a response to the president's actions. President Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar have repeatedly accused each other of breaking the peace deals. This is VOA News. Authorities in the Central African Republic have postponed national elections set for Sunday till 3 days later, December 30th. Katarina Hoya has more from the capital, Bangui.
5 days ahead of elections to choose a new president and parliament, voter cards had just arrived in the Bangui neighborhood of Boeing, next to the airport in Central African Republic's capital. Electoral workers are busy sorting the cards. We're trying to put them in alphabetical order. It takes longer because many of the workers and voters can't read and write. On Thursday, authorities delayed elections by 3 days until December 30th, saying preparations for the voting were taking longer than expected, especially the training of poll workers. Ballots only arrived in the capital on Wednesday, too late for the UN peacekeeping mission, known as MINUSCA, to deliver the material to the provinces. Already long delayed, Central Africans and international organizations hope the elections will turn a page in the three-year-long conflict that erupted after rebels ousted President François Bozizé in 2013. Katrina Hoye, VOA News, Bangui.
Dozens of people are missing and feared dead after a landslide in a Jane mining area of northern Myanmar, where at least 100 people died in a similar disaster last month. Rescue workers have begun searching for bodies, and officials say they have no word yet on how many people may have died or have been injured. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a brief stopover in Pakistan and held talks with his counterpart Nawaz Sharif. Pakistan's foreign secretary, who attended the meeting, said the two leaders agreed to carry forward the recently resumed bilateral dialogue. While in Afghanistan earlier Friday, Mr. Modi addressed Afghan lawmakers.
When Afghanistan becomes a haven of peace and a hub for the flow of ideas, commerce, energy, and investment in the region, we will all prosper together. That is why I hope that Pakistan will become a bridge between South Asia and Afghanistan and beyond.
It is widely perceived that Pakistan and India are engaged in a proxy war on Afghanistan's soil, and amid their bid to influence developments in Afghanistan. Islamabad dismisses that impression, and Mr. Modi on Friday also tried to allay those fears. President Obama celebrated Christmas in Hawaii with a visit to the Marine Corps. It's an annual event for him. He says he and his family enjoy doing it, gives them an opportunity to thank the members of the military service and to thank them for their sacrifices and the sacrifices of their families. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.